Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. The name of my website is also the name of the program. The website is crosstheborder.org, and there you'll find a link to the most recent Bible studies I do, or the last five broadcasts. Or is it the last five? No, we've changed the archiving system a little bit. You can get the most recent broadcasts there. And they'll be in an index folder, and they'll be dated, and some of them will have titles, and you might find some other documents and stuff in there that I find of interest. So do take advantage of that there. You can also go to the archives page at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or LibertyRadioLive.com, and you'll find a link there to that. You can find most of my Bible studies. So you can find a few there, but you can find most of them are posted on my website at crosstheborder.org. And I suggest that, one, everybody watch that short video there. It's a nice little primer in the gospel from the beginning, and on some other controversial things like the virgin birth of our Messiah, and the necessity of the virgin birth, why we believe, and why without it, we are dead in our sins without the virgin birth. So very important doctrine there to understand why we believe it. And perhaps it will sway some that are unbelievers who don't understand, or those that are not quite sure about the virgin birth simply because they don't understand why it's necessary to believe it for our faith. Okay, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. We'll just start there again since we only got to verse 3. Now considering the things whereof you wrote unto me, is it good for a man not to touch a woman? Now Paul, apparently, they wrote to him. They wanted some clarification on, I believe he's addressing one doctrine here that that great counterfeit church has proposed, that people who are married are somehow less holy than those who are abstinent from marriage or celibate, as the priesthood of the Babylonian the RCC, Roman Catholic cult. They have their priests and their nuns are abstinent or celibate. Of course, we know all about the problems that that creates, because our Heavenly Father did make us men and women for a purpose. So, now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, is it good for a man to not to touch a woman? So, is it better if men don't touch women? Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. And, you know, I believe that this is the Heavenly Father's will. And that's another thing I notice on, because there's a one Christian so-called dating website that I frequent since I lost my wife. It's been almost 2 years now since she passed away. And it'd be kind of nice to have a good woman around, although a good woman is a very difficult thing to find. Finding the last one was very difficult. And after having two bad women, two evil women for my first, because I've been married 3 times, yes, just out with it. I'm not ashamed of that either, because I was never a wicked husband. I did not do anything that would lawfully have allowed my wives to leave me. You know, maybe I'm just a man, okay? I mean, you can find fault with everybody, so I'm sure. And they found plenty of fault with me. And so anyway, that's because they turned around and to justify their romantic idolatry, they had to find fault with me, of course, because they had to blame me. for their falling into sin. And that's the way it always works. And yes, I had plenty of faults that they could find and point to. Some of them imagined and some of them real. Okay. So we're behind that. Now, my third wife was a beautiful woman. No, she was not a beauty queen. She was not really beautiful in the sense of, you know, what you think of beauty in women, but she had an inward beauty that went beyond that godliness. And the beauty of godliness far, far exceeds all of the beauty of the flesh. Far exceeds it. A much more beautiful thing to me it was and is. If I could ever have that again in a wife, that would be a wonderful thing. So anyway, so I have some experience there. Like I said, some bad experience and some good experience. So, the wife hath not power over power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. There are women and that withhold their body to control their husbands, and this is absolutely the wrong thing to do. This is against God's law. Those are grounds for divorce, like it or not, out there. And I know that in the corporate church, they've raised marriage up to such a high standard that it's even higher than the law of God. And I think that has a lot to do with the idolatry of romance, where you should not divorce for such a cause as this, as a wife withholding her body. But here Paul says, you're definitely a lawbreaker. And, you know, aren't these commandments that Paul is giving us on how to live? And if we ignore this, are we not ignoring these commandments? The Word of God is our law. The Word of God is our command. What it says, how we should live. Are these not commandments? But yes, the husband and the wife, they need to be kind. They need to give themselves to each other. They need to be considerate of the needs of each other. These are needs that we have. And for most men and most women, and I would say that's 99.9% out there, our Heavenly Father desires you to get married. And I was talking about some of these websites and some of these women on there that if it's God's will, and they're getting, you know, 35, 38, 40, 45 years old, and they're still not married. They still don't have children. They're pursuing more schooling, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And they're pursuing career and all the things of the world while they're ignoring what is plainly God's will from His Word, plainly God's will as revealed in creation in their own bodies. Because our Heavenly Father has more than one witness. There are three witnesses. There's His creation as a witness. And when that agrees with His Word, and it agrees with His Spirit, then, you know, you're on to something. And it is obvious by creation, by His Word, and by His Spirit, that our Heavenly Father desires most young people to marry. The world is now teaching the, you know, you got to be your own man, women. Get a career, get education, and they get caught into the cycle where the only intimacy they have is with their dog, you know, and not saying anything lewd is going on, but yeah, that's their closest relationship, and that's their family now is their dog, and they're going to school and continuing their career and ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And it's I just comment on it. Because it is so prevalent in this society. There are so many out there that have never even been married, and they're in their 40s now, never having a family, but they desire it so much, but they're still looking for this goddess or god of a man. And then, of course, the men are looking for a goddess. And but it's never going to happen for them because now they're, you know, things are starting to sag or they're getting a little overweight or maybe they're not so beautiful anymore. And most of them will just go on, you know, they won't fornicate, but they'll never get married either. And that's just the way it is. And so let's continue here. So he says, defraud you not the other in marriage, except with consent for a time. So there's no excuse except for consent. And that means that you're going to tell your husband or your wife, look, you know, the husband may say to his wife, I'm going to fast for a week. And fasting includes our regular, you know, conjugal activities. So, and of course, the wife is going to consent. And it may be the other way around, too. But it does say, with consent. Defraud you not one another, except with consent for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. So that's your only reason for withholding. It isn't because you're not getting your way or because you want to control the man. And it's usually the woman who controls the man that way. It's not very often the other way around, though I'm sure it happens both ways. And he says, just for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. So there's your only good excuse. So, and fasting does include fasting from all gratification of the flesh, be it drink, food, and conjugal duty in marriage. And he says, and then come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. He says, but I speak this by permission and not of commandment, for I would that all men were even as I myself. So he's not, it's not the former which he speaks by permission, but it's what he's going to say now. He says, this is not a commandment. And he's clearly delineating and making a difference here from what he just got done saying, but I speak this by permission and not of commandment, for I would that all men were even as I myself. See, you know, the Catholics, they got it all wrong. They took on Peter, who never went to Rome, as their pope, and Paul was their man, you know. They could have turned his not of commandment into a commandment. They got it all wrong. They got the wrong man and everything because Paul spent so much time in Rome, but I guess Paul's name wasn't close enough to the father of Catholicism. You know, Simon Pater or Popa, or Pope Simon, you know, the first pope. Yeah. Anyway, you can read about, you want to read about the first pope, Simon Pater, or Father Simon, because they called their great men father in those days. So you had Father Simon. It wasn't Simon Peter. It was Simon Pater, as in father. And you can find that document if you go to the archives page at firstamendmentradio.com and you click on the button there for Cross the Border Archives. And you'll find it in the index directory there. You'll find that document. It's a PDF. And it's a good read. You should read it. It'll open up your eyes to the beginning of the counterfeit church, because it began very quickly. So he says, I speak this by permission and not by commandment, for I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift from God, one after this manner and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than it is to burn. And yes, this would be easier for the older men and women to follow Paul's example. Of course, it is believed and widely held that Paul, being a Pharisee, well, he had to be married at one time, but at this time, he is without a wife and he is celibate. About that, there's no doubt by his own proclamation here. So he says, He says, I say to the unmarried and the widows, and perhaps the reference to the unmarried, let's take a little closer look there. And it just says unmarried. So that could be someone who's never been married. But it seems like if you were married, then you would be unmarried if you were no longer married. So, but anyway, we'll just leave it at that. And, it is good for them if they abide even as I, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And of course, he's speaking of to burn in your lusts, or to be inflamed, as he says, to be on fire with the passion, you know. And it's a natural passion. It's a God-given passion, because I'm going to tell you what, without it, the whole idea of procreating and conjugal duty is just ridiculous. Because without the passion, without that gift from our Heavenly Father, because it is a gift from our Heavenly Father, the enjoyment of it is a gift from our Heavenly Father. And it's one that he meant for us to enjoy within the bounds of his law. Although it can be enjoyed without the bounds of his law, as most people do, in the world, that is. But he says, if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And as I was saying, that without that passion, without that burning passion that our Heavenly Father has given us as a gift, the human race would have died out a long time ago, because nobody would do it. Nobody would be, it would be just for procreation then. Oh goodness, you know, we gotta do that. because if we don't, you know, then we're not gonna have any children and the human race is gonna die. Well, believe me, without it, our Heavenly Father is very wise. He knew that without it, we would have died off a long time ago, and the human race just would be no more. So he says, if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command, yet not I. So now he's going on, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. Let not the wife depart from her husband. And to you men out there, this makes it even more difficult for us men out there looking for a godly wife. Because perhaps we've lost our wife, or we've had a wicked wife that has taken off, or we started following the Heavenly Father and getting into his law and seeing the evil in the world around us and separating from it. And perhaps our wife didn't like us separating from the world as the word commands. Even though we treated them with kindness and everything, they still may have left on their own. And so we find ourselves in the position where we are lawfully looking for another wife. And the problem was, you go to these websites out here where these women are, and you have to check it out. You have to dig and you have to find out, because you'll see that most of the women on these websites are divorced. And they're divorced according to the world. And most of them initiated their own divorces for unlawful causes, and they are unrepentant. And they could divorce you in the same way too. And so what you want to find out is, are they lawfully divorced according to the law of God? Were they abandoned by their husband? Did they have a lawful cause for being in the position that they are in now? Or did they simply just, because I've talked to some and they've left their husbands for very light reasons. And their husbands did not want them to leave. They left their husbands for unlawful reasons. And some of them for adultery, because they were wooed away by some ungodly man or whatever. And of course, that didn't work out either. So now they find themselves out there. And, you know, I believe what the Messiah said. And he was fairly strict on marriage. And he said that if you put away your wife, he was talking about marriage, that if you put away your wife, oh, I have to go back. Maybe I have to look that reference up. And Perhaps I'll look it up during the break. We have a break coming up, so I can, but anyway, for anyone out there that really is interested in, betrothal, marriage, and divorce, I have a Bible study, and it is quite exhaustive, and it's on my website at crosstheborder.org, although it's not posted. You have to email me and ask me for a link to my betrothal, marriage, and divorce Bible study. It's not light, and it's somewhat controversial. So I ask people to email me for that. And, perhaps I'm going to redo it again in, such a form that, I can post it for anyone who wants it. But it's there. I mean, if anyone searched for it just by searching out the term, romance is idolatry, you could probably find that page, just by simply Googling it. Romance is idolatry. I've never tried that, but you could probably do that. So anyway, email me. You'll find a link there on my website, crossborder.org. You can email me and ask me for that exhaustive study on betrothal, marriage, and divorce. And so what I do is I go through the whole scripture, and I found a few scriptures since then that I could include, but it is quite an exhaustive study on those topics. And those topics I put together because they are all related. So, have really studied deeply into those three topics. And this is of course what we're reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 is a part of that study. Anyway, here comes our break and we'll be back in a few minutes and I'll look up those references so we can cover this a little more completely before we move on. Don't go anywhere.